with education as the means. Ultimately, it strikes me, education has got to be the method for bridging the divide. And education is not simply a matter of digital. Digital may support it, but it's a much broader, much more challenging enterprise. So that, for me, the bottom line would be to look for projects that are education-focused, knowledge transfer-focused, with the objective of developing indigenous capacity. And typically that means indigenous capacity to make money, businesses that can actually thrive. As far as I'm concerned, the best thing an e-government project could do would be to let the contracts out to local entrepreneurs for doing the work, for developing whatever is going on with respect to the e-government activity. So that's my thoughts, bottom line. This has been a very interesting discussion. Silvio, do you have anything you'd like to say in conclusion?
The external consultants, the board of the InfoDev Technical Advisory Panel for information for development programs in the less developed nations, let's say. And one day I asked where the contracts did go. Something like 70% to be distributed back to those same countries in the form of consulting that you in a large scale for money. So it's a way, it's a nouveau, very radical one, and it's not perceived everywhere. And in fact, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund are requiring into consulting by NGOs. I mean, it's the most amazing way. You should have nothing to do with the World Bank if you can help it.
Speakers will resume here.
Thank you.